All right, we got a couple of fun women bellied up to the counter here this morning to talk about art. What's up, Katie Carter?
Well, today, well, as you know, the Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And today, I'm talking with Lori Forche-Denay, the executive director of the Watermark Art Center here in Bemidji. Watermark has been providing space for exhibits, workshops, and arts events for the past 35 years. And I would say it's a huge part of how Bemidji has become known as not only a we're known across the region and the state as a fishing and outdoor sports community, but also as an arts community. And I think the Watermark, formerly known as BCAC, is a huge part of that. Recently, Watermark has kicked off its Leave Your Mark campaign to raise money for renovating its new facility. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. So the Watermark has made a huge impact on the community for several decades, but it's been going through a real growth spurt lately. Can you talk about where you've been, where you are, and where it's going?
Sure. Originally, well, the organization as we are today, it started, there was actually a merger of a couple of organizations, but the space is having an exhibit space and doing events started in about 1982, and that's when we moved into the Carnegie Building. And it was two different organizations, and they merged to be what the Watermark is today. So the Carnegie Library Building was our home since 1981, 82, mm-hmm. and it was a good home, but it became too small. We had issues with accessibility and things like that, parking. At some point, programming really kind of exploded, and I would say probably around 2009, we started noticing that we weren't able to meet the needs of the community or what we thought. And so we started doing some focus groups and surveys and talking to people. What is it that they were looking for? What were their expectations from us as an art center? What did they want? And we realized the facility we were in, besides all the other problems we had with it being, not handicap accessible and, climate control within the space and just lack of space, we weren't able to do what the community asked us to do. So we started looking for a home, and it was a long process, so I'm kind of shortening this, but we located the building right across the street. Mm-hmm. And what's exciting for me is there's so much stuff going on in Bemidji. There were a lot of buildings that were open at that time, and they have all become other businesses at this point. When I think about the buildings, the empty facilities that we looked at, they all have something going on in them now, so that's really exciting. But that building across the street was perfect. It's an old grocery store. It's like a, excuse the pun, blank canvas. We can completely gut it and make big spaces. It's divided up into a lot of little offices. And so we were able to get a USDA Rural Development Communities loan, 40-year loan, to purchase the property. And so we bought the building, the parking lot, and the grass lots. And then through the gift, a gift through an anonymous donor who we kind of contacted via other people, we were able to purchase the property right next to it where the Masonic building was. It had been for sale for a long time. A lot of people were looking at it. And we were kind of concerned as to what would happen with it if we mm-hmm. didn't have control over it. So we were able to purchase that with a gift outright. And so now we've got this even larger project. We own half of a city block from between 5th and 6th Street. We'll have a creative green space. We'll have two front doors, in effect. The building will open up on both sides. And there'll be parking. It's safe parking. Just by us moving across the street, when we moved permanently across the street to be in our building in October of last year, the number of field trips have tripled for the 5th grade show.
Oh, goodness.
We've had homeschool kids coming in. We've had out-of-town field trips from other high schools coming to see. It's just easier to get in, and that is the kind of programming we wanted to see happen. We were getting a little of it, but it was really difficult, and I think a lot of parents and teachers were concerned about trying to get groups of kids in and out of the library building with the stairs and close to the road. So one of the things we hope to build into the new parking area is some dedicated bus parking, so when field trips come up, they can just pull up, the kids can get out, and there'll be a lot of opportunities within the space, not just one gallery, but multiple galleries. We'll have an education suite, which we've never had before. We'll have room for our tenants again. Region 2 will hopefully be a tenant with us again. We'll have an exceptional gallery with Bemidji State University. They have leased a space, and it's been an endowed project now. Money has been endowed towards it. And we'll be sharing pieces from their collection, their print collection, and their ceramics collection. And then we also will have another gallery that's dedicated to Native American art. and year-round. We work with Native artists, but this will be a space that can happen all the time.
That's awesome. I know the arts do create cultural bridges between different groups, and already just hearing that you're going to have the university represented, a dedicated space for our Native American artists, and of course the regional artists that you'll showcase, educational spaces. I mean, you really are becoming a hub of connection and cultivating awareness and understanding and creativity.
Yeah, and you know, some of it was, there were things that we were doing under all of those categories, but it was not frequent enough, and we were taking the show on the road, so to speak. We were finding places all over town to try and do it. It's hard for people to understand who's actually doing a program if you're hosting it in somebody else's facility, and it just, having it happen in your own space allows for a lot of those unknown things. There's, you know, the potential for other things to happen, the synergy that's going to happen with people, families coming in to do a class together, mm-hmm. Parents and children, looking at an exhibit and going from that exhibit and going into the education room and creating art after you're inspired by seeing something. There's just a lot of our committees, the Native American Gallery Committee, some of our other existing committees, Exhibit Committee, they're excited about what we don't know what's going to happen. And the potential is quite great with a facility like this. And there's nothing like it in the region, really, this size or with the scope of work.
Right, right.
What are some thoughts about that green space?
You know, we could fill it five times, I think, with all the ideas that we have.
Right.
And one thought is to kind of take it slow and see how it evolves a little bit. Again, like I mentioned, there's things that are going to happen within this space that we don't even know are going to happen yet. Not overfilling it with one thing so we have some flexibility. And with the whole building, we're trying to be as flexible as possible so things can open up or be smaller and intimate as far as the gallery spaces for programs that are happening inside to be able to spill out outside and vice versa. So we're thinking about it being a creative space for classes, for events, art events. We're thinking of it as a space, as a green space for downtown. People can just hang out. And it connects us across the street to Library Park. Our view out the front window is Library Park and the lake. So it's a way for us to kind of bring that green space just a little bit further into the downtown. It's amazing how much crossing a street, how much that can change things. And it's changed things already dramatically for us.
Nobody has to go across a busy street to see you. They're right there. They just pop right in. I took a group of kids there last summer.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was great. Emily, who works in the gallery, talked to the children about how a person gets their pieces in a gallery. And the kids were shocked to realize, artists are nurses and regular people that have great talent. And she talked about the whole process of submitting your artwork and selling your art, and they were amazed by it. And it's so cool to have that kind of a facility like that here in our town, and it's opening up the minds of kids and yeah. All of us.
Right. Well, and there's so, you know, this is the thing. There is so much raw and talent that's not exposed. They're living in the woods. Bemidji has a huge, and I think a long history when I look at the Watermark Arts Center, which originally was the Bemidji Community Arts Center. Mm-hmm. I look at the Corral. I look at the Symphony, the Paul Bunyan Playhouse Summerstock, and our community theater. These things have been going on for years. And so there's a rich, rich culture. And I think that's probably why a lot of people have relocated here to create art, mm-hmm. to live and create there. We have a lot of artists who live here. Some of them do it full time. Some of them are nurses, teachers.
Right.
And they do it on the, you know, they do this in, you know, in addition to their real job. So there's a lot of potential there. And having a larger facility to accommodate people from the emerging artist to the more established artist is really significant, and it's really important for us. It gives everybody an opportunity to see what the possibilities are, and it allows us to integrate families and children into it at an earlier stage than we have been able to do.
Right, right.
What do you have in there right now?
Currently, we're doing a mixed show. We're fingers crossed. We're hoping construction will start for the new facility this fall. So we just ended with John Bauer's exhibit, What's Left. That was up for 2 months. It was an amazing exhibit, and it was really an honor to be able to show that. And it was a really well received, and it was, I think for a lot of people, it was, I don't know if life-changing is it, but it started conversations that we would have never have had with people we didn't know and people we did know. Mm. So that was really a powerful exhibit. Right now we're doing a mixed show of photographers. It's called Through the Lens. We're showing four local and two regional. So they're all from Minnesota. The regional ones, Dwayne Paulson from St. Cloud, and then new with us, John and Marilyn Walsh from Bloomington, but they spend a lot of their summertime up here.
Okay.
So they're in, and then we have Cal Rice and Joyce Clevin, Pat Grimes, and Sean McCroy. So there's six photographers, wildly different work. Mm-hmm. Even though some of them might be photographing the same subject matter, it's really amazing. So if people have time, we're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturdays.
I was just there yesterday.
10 to 2, yeah.
And there was people, all kinds of people walking around in there. It was great.
Yes.
In the gift shop as well. How can people contribute to the Make Your Mark campaign?
They can contribute to the Make Your Mark campaign. They contact us. We have pledge forms. They can do it as a single gift. They can do it over time. We can, things that are done electronically, we are having the Northwest Minnesota Foundation handle that for us. You can do it right online, or we can help you connect with Lisa Peterson. So there's a lot of different ways. So people can do it in a way that fits their kind of budget.
Sure.
What's the website?
It's the Northwest Minnesota Foundation. I don't have it memorized, but if you go to our website at watermarkartcenter.org, you'll find the Make Your Mark button, and there'll be a lot of information. You'll see pictures of the new facility that where we're at right now with design. There's still some more design to do. They can get a kind of an idea of where we're at with things and read a little bit more. If they'd like information sent to them, they can either email us at watermark@paulbunyan.net or give us a call, and we'd be more than happy to send things out or have a conversation with them.
Great. Thank you, Lori. Thank you so much for bringing the arts into our community and doing all the work you do to make our community a better place.
Well, thank you. And thank you to KAXE, KBXE for the support of the arts all over the region. We really appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for coming in, you two.
That's Lori Forshee-Dane, and she is the executive director of the Watermark Arts Center in Bemidji.